It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Your realm of dominion shall keep increasing. You'll be going into higher and higher realms of dominion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been discovering from scriptures that there are diverse revelations that you and I come in contact with that empowers us to operate in realms of dominion. And this morning, we are going to be looking at one vital light that must come into your spirit in order to enjoy dominion as God has ordained. And we're looking this morning at walking in dominion by recognizing that we have been redeemed as lively stones after the order of Christ. By recognizing that we have been redeemed as lively stones after the order of Christ. And I want us to see this from scriptures. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we'll take a few verses from verse 4 down to verse 8. I'd like us to recognize that every encounter with God's word transforms the life of the believer. It said in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all with open face, as we behold him as in a glass, we are changed. This morning, as you behold God's word, you shall be changed. Amen. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Amen. I said, as you behold God's word, you shall be changed. Amen. Now, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. It said, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. If you look at those verses of scripture, the Bible tells us, beginning in verse 4, speaking of Jesus, that he is a living stone. But it goes on in verse 5, very particularly, to say that ye also, as living stones, are built up into a spiritual house. Jesus was described as a living stone. But the scripture said, ye also. Somebody say, me also. Say it louder like you mean it, me also. It said, ye also, as living stones, are built up into a spiritual house. When we look at the scripture, we discover that God is described as a rock. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 3 and verse 4. We also find in verse 30 and verse 31, it said, because it's, look at verse 30 and verse 31, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30 and 31. It tells us there, it says, our rock is not like their rock. It said there in verse 31, it said, for their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. That is, even our enemies can testify that our rock is not like their rock, speaking of God. So God is described as a rock. Jesus is described as a living stone. You and I also are described as living stones. That means that the characteristics of a stone or a rock are vital pictures that show us what our experience is ordained to be in Christ. In the book of Isaiah chapter 51 verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible said, "Look unto the rock from where you are hewn, and to the pit from where you have been digged." So scriptures paint it very clearly to you and to me that we are ordained by God to live as rocks. When we look at rocks or look at stones, there are certain peculiarities we see about them. Number one is that a rock is stable. You don't see a rock shaking. You don't see a rock moving. The last place you left Olumo Rock is where it is still till now. There is nothing shaking it. It is stable and continuously in place. In other words, when you find a believer that has come to the rock dimension of realization in his walk with God, it's unshakable. You can't shake him. You can't intimidate him. His heart is stable. It is fixed. Hear what the scripture said. He said, "I have set my face like a flint." A flint is a rock. You can't shake me. You can't shift me. You can't move me. That's what David was talking about in the book of Psalm chapter 27, verse 1 to verse 3. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" He said, "When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come up upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and they fell." You can't chew rock. You can't eat gravel. It will break your teeth. Unshakable. Indestructible. That is what becomes of the individual that has come to this realization. He said, "When my enemies came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and they fell." He said, "Though an entire host should gather against me," he said, "I will not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident." That's what happens when you come to that realization. You become unshakable. You are stable in the midst of circumstances. Shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. You don't find a rock crying because of the rain. You don't find a rock shifting because of the wind. Ever stable, ever constant, unmovable, because it is a rock. Shout hallelujah. So we come to recognize by scriptures that every time you come to this realization, just as you find physical rocks unmovable, you also become unmovable by the situations of life. You become unmovable by the circumstances of life. Your heart is never shaken. You find yourself continuously at peace, continuously at rest, continuously in command in the situations of life and destiny. I say that becoming somebody's experience from now. Amen. You believe me, say louder, amen. Amen. I say you believe me, say louder, amen. Amen. You believe me, say the loudest, amen. Amen. We have heard the testimony of God's servant, how that when the plane it lost an engine in the air, 1998. And he went into the cockpit to see the pilots and said, "What's going on?" The pilot was sweating. And when the pilot who is flying you is sweating, there's a problem. He said, "What's going on?" He said, "We lost one of the engines." He said, "All right, no problem. Turn around and go to Lagos." And he began turning the plane. Now, the plane has two engines. One packed up in the air. If your car engine knocks, you will park it. If a plane engine knocks, where do you park? So you can understand the concern of the pilot. One engine packed. The second one looks like it's on the way. He said, "Turn around. Let's get back to Lagos." And went back into the cabin where everybody else was sitting. "Does anybody want some snacks?" "Oh yes." They took snacks. They were eating, not knowing that one of the engines has packed. "Oh, what's going on, sir?" "We're just returning back to Lagos." "Oh, okay." Everybody was eating snacks, not knowing that an engine has packed. Why? Inside the heart of one person was a rock. I pray today that that same rock will begin to manifest in your heart. Don't you notice that when you see people that are fearless, they say his heart is strong, oh, his heart is strong, oh, because it takes a strong, rocky heart to dare the undareable. I see that becoming somebody's experience from now. You believe it? Say louder, amen. I say you believe it? Say louder, amen. You will never be a victim of intimidation again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we begin to operate by this revelation of the rock that we have access to in Christ, then you and I become unmovable by the situations of life. Secondly, we discover about rocks that rocks are destructive in nature. They are destructive in nature. They are destructive in nature. If you look, for example, at the ocean, where you have any area where there are rocks, ships will always keep far from it. Because the closer you are to the rock, the closer you are to destruction. They stay away from it. Even warships go far from rocks. Because the moment you collide with the rock, it is not the rock that damages, it's the ship that damages. They may call you a warship. You carry all kinds of weapons inside of you, but don't collide with a rock. Because a rock is destructive. And this is what the Bible said. Matthew 21 and verse 44. It says there, concerning the rock that is Christ, which is the rock that you and I manifest. He said, I will... Matthew 21 verse 44. The scripture tells us there, it said there, that anyone that falls upon this stone shall be broken. And anyone that it will fall upon, it will grind him to powder. That is, if no matter how loaded the enemy looks like, he comes against you like a ship full of weapons. If he comes near that rock, it will be broken. And the moment the rock turns and faces it, it will grind him to powder. You know, in local setting, it is stone they used to grind. You take pepper and take stone, you grind it to powder. Anytime you want to destroy a thing, a stone is a weapon for it. What God is simply saying is that for you and for me, when you and I become, as it were, rocks by the revelation that we receive from his word, we become destructive to the enemy. Is somebody getting what God is saying? That is why every time you saw Jesus moving, devils were shouting from far, have you come to destroy us before our time? Why? They saw a rock approaching. And they were simply raising alarm. Why are you coming in our direction? Have you come to ground us to powder? That's how they will be shouting concerning you from now. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Somebody believe it, say the loudest, amen. Destructive. Explosive. Every time the enemy sees you, he goes on the run because he sees a rock approaching. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. If you are the one, say louder, amen. You see, we must come to recognize that in accordance with scriptures, when it comes to our identity in Christ, when it comes to what God has made you and I, we are not non-entities. We are ordained by God as spiritual personalities, not to be toyed with by the enemy. For the enemy to be permitted to toy with a believer is for that believer not to know his identity. We must come to the realization that we are ordained by God as spiritual rocks. And that means we are destructive to the enemy. Don't let your heart shake. You are the one to shake the heart of your enemy. Shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. You are the one ordained by God to shake the heart of your enemy. And that will be your experience from now. I said that will be your experience from now. You believe it? Say louder, amen. I said that will be your experience from now. Everywhere you appear, the enemy will go on the run. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every area of your life where the enemy may have tormented you before, now you are walking in practical dominion in that area. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is very important. So we must come to recognize that this is what God has ordained for us as children of God. We are ordained unto him as rocks, spiritual rocks. In Zechariah chapter 12, the Bible tells us in verse 3, it said, in that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. He said, though all the people of the earth be gathered against it, if they bother themselves with it, if they try to come against it, he said, they will be caught in pieces. That's what God has ordained you and I for. So there is no reason to be shaken by the enemy. We are ordained by God as spiritual rocks, which makes us destructive evil. Shout hallelujah. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The third thing you discover about rocks is that rocks are defended. They are protected. They are defended. In fact, scripture tells us that if you want to protect a house, build it on the rock. The rock is protected. It is insulated from the things that destroy others. Shout hallelujah. It is insulated. It is protected. You don't find things affecting others affecting rocks. Plants can suffer diseases. Animals can suffer diseases. Human beings can suffer diseases. There are certain remedies they give to plants when the plant is not doing well. There are remedies they give to animals when the animal is not doing well. There are remedies they even give to people when people are not doing well. Do you know when the soil is not doing well, there are remedies they put for the soil to do well? But there is nothing they give to rock, because rock does not know sickness. It doesn't know disease. The things that affect other kinds of substances do not affect rocks. Rocks are never treated. Every other thing may be treated, not a rock. Why? The rock is defended and insulated from anything that has the capacity to destroy. From today, the things that have capacity to destroy others will never touch you. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Now, we see very clearly from those three depictions what this identity as a rock practically manifests. But how do I begin to live as a living stone that God has ordained me to be? How does that become my experience? We must come to understand that it is living by the word that empowers you to live as a living stone. It is living by the word that empowers you to be a living stone. Living by the word. Why is that so? I'd like us to recognize that the transformative process that takes a man from being a mere person into